Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And I want to just take a moment, Alan, to tell listeners to make sure they tune into the Media Project this week. What a show we had yesterday. We recorded it at the Linda, and you and Rex and Rosemary and a really great crowd. It had to do with the armed man in the search for peace and reconciliation. So Sunday night at 6, Monday at 3. You, of course, can get it on the web after that at WAMC.org. What did you think of that thing yesterday?
I was in love with it. I was in love with the audience. I was in love with my co-panelists, Rex and Rosemary. And it was just a phenomenal program. And it was funny and it was poignant. It was terrific.
So let's go to our conversation in the news today, Alan, and President Trump's tax plan. President Trump, of course, proposed sharp reductions in both individual and corporate income tax rates, reducing the number of individual income tax brackets to 3.
Well, something may be adopted. This is their chance. The Republicans have control of both houses of Congress. They have the presidency, and in my way I'm counting, they have the Supreme Court. So they may well get something. In the same way, they may well get some way of ruining Obamacare, which I do think they're in the process of doing right now. They seem to have the conservative element, the so-called Freedom Caucus, coming around to vote with them. And it really is a scary proposition. Now, the tax thing, they give with one hand, they take away with another. So they're saying to the middle class, we're not going to take away your deductions for your mortgages, and we're not going to take away your charitable deductions, because they don't want their friends who are on all of these boards coming to them and saying, you're ruining us, which is what happened the last time they tried to talk about that. But they're saying, you know how you deduct your state and city taxes from your federal taxes? You won't be able to do that anymore. Meantime, their friends at the FCC are doing away with sensible rules on internet, and the whole thing is beginning to happen, at least in proposal form. I think the Senate becomes crucial here because the House, after a while, becomes a rubber stamp. It's an autocracy, whereas the Senate still has some rules that preserve our democracy and the ability of the Democrats who are there right now to stop things, unless, of course, they change the rules. It's something that they know they do all the time. We saw that in the appointment of a Supreme Court justice. So are there limitations on what they'll do? No, not really.
NAFTA and renegotiating, after officials said that President Trump was mulling an executive action to begin pulling the U.S. out of the accord. He told the country's trade partners that he would instead be open to new terms. Another reversal?
Yeah, look, you know, there are those people who think this guy can't tell the truth. So he says one thing to his trading partners, then he turns around. The reaction is so bad, he says, let's try this. He puts the balloon up in the air. Somebody pops it, and he turns around and says, oh, no, we're not going to change the NAFTA rules. So, look, he's got partners. He's got people who are in big business, who have holdings overseas, who need to have the kind of trade that we have seen in the past, and they're scared because NAFTA does work to some degree. Could there be some changes? Probably. Nevertheless, he is a guy who says one thing one day, says something the other day. I think the Times called him a prevaricator. There are others who say, liar!
How about the daughter of the president, Ivanka Trump, parting ways with her father on Syria, Alan? She has basically said it's a humanitarian crisis over there, and Syrian refugees admitting more would have to be part of any discussion. The White House did not agree with that.
Right. With Trump's penchant for reversing himself virtually every day and for pulling the strings, remember, people like Ivanka don't go around saying things that disagree with her father without some forethought. And to me, I don't trust anybody. So if Ivanka says something and Trump says, I don't agree with it, but then says, I do agree with it, it offers a way out. And that's what he's always looking for. So they throw it up in the air. It doesn't work. They try something else. And they have a duplicity of thought with Trump at the end making the final decision. To me, nothing he says or she says means anything at this point.
Finally, Alan, this just is in over the wire. It's one line, but I wanted to get your reaction to it. It has to do with the leader of Germany, Angela Merkel, who says some in Britain still have, quote, illusions that the country will have the same standing as EU members.
Well, if, in fact, there's an expectation that they will be treated the same way, and they are, it's an invitation for the other countries in the system to get out. So she has to be tough. She has to say that, because otherwise membership means nothing.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us again, folks. Tune into the Media Project this weekend, Sunday at 6, Monday at 3. A great program.
It really was great.